more than 430 child fatalities with allegations of maltreatment have occurred in the last 5 years. And when you have 430 children who are, broadly speaking, within the scope of the Department of Children and Families, and they're either missing or they're dead, there's a problem. And it seems to me that that the state, even in the most conservative government, ought to have some responsibility for protecting the most vulnerable among us. And children who are involved in the child welfare system through no fault of their own, they're sort of there as happenstance victims, need to be protected better than the state of Florida has protected them.
Why do lawmakers want to make reform a legal matter when the interim DCF secretary has already proposed internal voluntary changes?
The interim DCF secretary has made some excellent proposals in response to media stories, and also in response to the good work of a bipartisan group of Florida senators who have been raising this issue. But interim DCF secretaries come, and unfortunately, they go. And our laws and the protections that we give to our children, especially the most vulnerable children, can't depend upon who the interim DCF secretary is or how hard the biscuits were in the office one morning. It's got to depend upon legal standards that we establish that are understandable, that the courts can use, that local officials can fully appreciate to make sure that we have a consistent standard of protection across the state.
Neil Skeen's white paper on this criticizes restrictive rules instead of common sense. And since laws are rules, how can legislators overcome that catch-22?
Well, I think that Mr. Skeen's paper was an extraordinarily well thought out analysis of what's wrong and what ought to be done. And that's why our bipartisan coalition in the Senate is not just proposing a set of laws, but rather a set of standards. First of all, making sure that we enhance the qualifications of the people who are working in the child welfare system by making sure that we have degreed social workers, that we have individuals to fill the positions who actually know how to use the referral systems. And secondly, part of our package is a mandate and initiative to tap the knowledge of experience of our child welfare experts in Florida's universities, by creating an institute within our universities to research best practices in child welfare, to analyze policy and performance now and in the future, and to develop leaders who will improve the child welfare system continuously. It's setting a standard. It's passing tough laws. It's making sure that there's a performance requirement, but then it's making sure that the resources, both human and material and sort of an infrastructure of knowledge, is put together to back up the laws that we pass.
So Skeen, in his white paper and then in the certification bill that I think you were just referencing, it's calling for hiring and retaining smart, effective workers, which it seems like every organization would like and doesn't always get. So how is it not pie in the sky this time, but a possible reality?
Well, it's one thing to say let's hire qualified people. It's another thing to provide the resources to make sure that we can hire qualified people. So part of the plan that we have developed working closely between the House and the Senate, Democrats and Republicans, is to put millions of dollars of extra money into hiring people who are truly qualified. You get what you pay for so often in the private sector as well as in the public sector. So you can't just establish a standard of performance and then hope it works. You have to put the dollars in to train, to educate, to hire, and to supervise the kind of professionals you need who actually will know how to pull resources in, to make referrals, to advocate for children, to make sure that the system works, to make sure the kids don't disappear and die.